Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's freaking hot outside.
Yeah, and there's fires.
Fires. Fires everywhere. I haven't seen any flames, but lots of smoke.
No, but just recently.
Yeah.
Here. I left the house to go look at the other house. I left my house because it's not, I don't own it anymore. To go look at a house, potential. It's not potential, but it was cute. At 3 o'clock. No, sorry. 2:45.
Yeah.
Got back to my house at 3:30 and it smells like smoke. Yeah. It was super smoky at my house. It was like, there was none of that when I left. And I got back to my house and I was like,
I know.
Are our mountains on fire?
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. So anyway, it's really, really hot. And, hey, by the way, welcome back to Between the Rubs with Brooke and Gina. It's one of those days, guys. I don't normally wear shorts.
She's wearing shorts.
But I'm wearing shorts because I don't have my car right now. Because
she's like the bestest friend ever.
I wasn't going to say why, but I lent my car to a friend who got in a car accident. They're fine. But smashed up his car, so had to take his car in. And we have an extra work truck, but he can't drive the work truck because of the insurance. So I'm driving the work truck with no air conditioning during the biggest heat wave here. And so, yeah, I was sitting in my own disgusting sweat the whole way here. Just slip sliding. I was trying to put like self-tanner on, I'm pretty sure. That's why I won't put your pillow on me right now.
Good call.
You can't even tell I have self-tanner on.
Oh, no, you look tan.
A little bit. Okay. I can't find a good self-tanner.
No, actually, I follow some different people on Instagram and some people that I don't follow, but they show up on my Explore page.
Yeah.
Like the fashionistas.
Uh-huh.
And I sometimes see them like promoting different self-tanners that they like really love and believe in. And I've yet to actually buy one.
Well, Ruby, my youngest, she uses one. And it looks great on her. It has like a buffing thing.
Yeah.
And my skin is just so dry that anytime I do any kind of self tanner, it just lumps up and I think I'm just not patient enough.
Yeah.
To really get it even.
Well, when
I always have streaks.
When Bonnie was here, I remember I was at the house and she was sitting on the couch. She was just chilling in, you know, sweats and stuff. And it was because she had her self tanner on and she had to have it on for an hour before she could shower.
Oh.
It's like we weren't waiting. We were just chilling.
Oh, so she puts it on and then showers?
Yeah. So this one that she uses, you put it on and wait an hour and then you rinse it off.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like,
I'm going to find out what that is.
Yeah, because I've had a self tanner I've used before. I got it at, what's it called? At Sephora, I believe. And
it sounded like it's an Sephora.
Sephora. And it's like a clear liquid and it's mousse. Like you pump it and it also comes with like a little buffer glove.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it a lot, but.
I think I remember you had that.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's still at some point ruins my sheets.
Well, and how do you get the certain parts that you can't reach?
I only ever really put it on my legs. Sometimes on like my butt, if I was like going to wear a swimsuit, or maybe a little bit on my arms, but I never really.
You just got to like feather it in.
Did my back or anything like that. And then, but I also am a lot, usually have more color on my upper body, like my shoulders and my arms than I do on my legs. And usually I would put on my legs just to myself thinking like, as long as with my shorts on or whatever, I look tan, most of the people that are seeing me look tan aren't seeing me when I take my clothes off. So
that's true.
It's okay that I'm going to have weird lines.
Right. Yeah. Like it's like where it's collecting.
Very clear that that's not your real tan.
That's not your tan.
Because there's a lot of inconsistency.
Yeah. My problem is, let's see, what's my problem areas? Well, I have a lot of problem areas. I meant.
What's my problem?
Lots of problem areas. Usually blending them into my ankles. That's where you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right into, like down in here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll get lotion and try to blend it.
Yeah, and then
toes.
I know you have to like be careful like on the elbows and the knees.
Right.
You know.
Little oversaturated.
Just like dark knees.
First time I ever spray tanned, I didn't realize the directions for it. And I spray tanned and I went, this is when I was going to like a Globo gym and I went to the gym right after and I was on the, I think I was on the Stairmaster or something and I'm sweating and this dude is right next to me and he keeps like looking at me and I just stopped and I looked at him and I said, my tan is coming off, isn't it? I didn't know what else to say. My tan is coming off. And then he goes, uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
And it was the worst because
picture you with like droplets of like
white
on your face. He's looking over and like, this chick's melting.
It was bad. And the worst part, too, is that once the initial, because, you know, it's when it first started.
Yeah.
And once that happened, only, you know, you can't get the whole thing off.
Yep.
So I'm trying to scrub. It was horrible. Horrible. So yeah, if any of you guys out there have a good recommendation for tanning stuff. I've used the Build-A-Tan before. They have this lotion. I think it's Neutrogena.
Jergens, maybe.
Maybe. Oh, maybe Jergens.
Yeah, my dad uses that.
It's like Build-A-Tan.
Yeah. Every time I'm home, my dad's like, comes out and he goes, do I look tanner yet? Putting on his like,
I've been building. This is day three.
On his legs.
Well, I think you have to, I don't know.
Like every time my parents get ready to go on a trip.
Oh, uh-huh.
He'll like try and like build himself a tan before they go.
Just building a tan right now.
My mom is so tan.
I know.
She calls me and she's like.
Every time I see her, she's darker.
She calls me and it's like. It's like
so jealous.
9 a.m. here, 9:30. So it's, you know. 10 a.m. there.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I'm just coming in from the pool. It's so hot there.
She says
like,
she does the early morning
tan. She goes out for the early morning sun, stays out there as long as she can, and then she's done.
Well, that's the thing, too. I don't mind going out in the sun for a little bit here and there.
And also.
Not my face, but my body.
Also, when you
it's been
are
too hot.
Laying by your pool, it's like you can
oh, yeah,
just put
you
your feet
pool.
In for a second or like going.
Right.
then lay out again.
I'm just laying out on my deck, just frying.
Oh, for sure. You're going to just look the same color as your deck.
I'm the color of redwood. Old redwood, they call me.
Oh, man.
Oh, funny. All right. Well, I was going to look.
Well, I want to kind of talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, we were watching the show on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Unwell.
Yeah.
And
I think there's 6 episodes. Each episode's different.
Yes. It's crazy.
It is crazy. It's crazy. You should watch it.
First episode is about essential oils.
Which my sister and my daughter love.
Dude,
they love themselves some essential oils.
Yeah, I have some essential oils that my mom gave me. Like, my family's not like a big essential oil family, but I know people that it's like
a way of life.
Everything.
Yeah.
It solves all your problems.
Right. We probably have some listeners that are super into it too.
Dude, I was never anyone who was really concerned with it until I watched this episode on Unwell.
Yeah. You need to watch it. It's I don't want to give it away.
I'm just going to tell you this. There's this woman on there and she, you know, you get the whole backstory when you watch it, but there's these oils and it's a certain company and you can like use it for everything and use it multiple times a day and you can ingest it and you can do it because it's the purest form and you can do all these things. This chick had the gnarliest reaction.
Yeah.
After a portion of time of doing this, that basically burned. She had rashes and like almost burning, oozing rashes all over her body, her face for 5 years. It took five years after stopping taking it.
Yeah.
For it to heal.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is that she's talking about how the things that she ended up allergic to were the things she was, because it wasn't funny, but she said that, you know, what do you do when this happens? You go to the Facebook group and ask everybody that's using essential oils, has this ever happened? And they said, oh, that can happen. You know, she was treating the, you know, her lesions and all this stuff with the exact same thing that was causing them.
Yep.
Horrible. But, and everyone would probably say, oh, that's just one instance in my experience. But I'm telling you, they started a class action. Well, no, it wasn't a class action for that. It was for something else because apparently the biggest company's kind of a pyramid scheme or something.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. They basically, I think she came out with it and then a bunch of people.
Yeah, a lot of
people. I think she wrote a book. Sorry, mm-hmm. I was trying to remember what she said. I think she wrote a book. And then a ton of people started contacting her with all the exact same thing happening, mm-hmm. which is frightening.
Yeah, and she...
It's very scary. You know, use this shit on their kids.
Yeah, and she tried to reach out to like the head of medical for this company.
Right. Never got back to her. Crazy.
Insane.
Yeah.
You guys, so. And then, you know, in the show, they give you some different stories. Mm-hmm. So there was another family that their daughter was
autistic,
mm-hmm. and they were using the humidifier,
right,
with certain essential oils to help her sleep, and they were having great success with it,
right.
And I think a lot of it just kind of comes down to, and in the show too, she says like, too much of anything is not good for you.
Right. Right.
You know, but in this company that they're like working for, one, you get a glimpse into like the whole pyramid of it. And it's insane that people still want to do it because people are making no money.
Well, they were saying 97% of the people from this company, which it's the biggest one in essential oils, 97% of the people that were selling it, we're getting $1 a month.
$1 a month. Living something. What's it called? The company Living.
Young.
Young Living.
Young Living.
Young Living.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, crazy. I think that the draw of it was that if you got to this certain level, you could make a million dollars. One person was making 6 figures, but then the guy was saying, out of all the millions of people that are selling this, he said 46 of them have reached that level.
Yeah.
Because so if someone's trying to talk you into selling this shit,
you have to
don't do it.
You have to be one of the firsts.
Yeah.
Well, to really do well.
Yeah.
In that.
He said it's 0.00015% we'll start to really make money with it. But I understand the draw.
Of course.
Because I you're maybe a stay-at-home mom or something.
Yeah.
Or single mom, or you want to be home with your kids, so you want to do something that will contribute to the family.
Yeah, remember when I sold Nerium?
Yes. Remember when you tried to get me to sell it?
Yeah, and you were like, fuck no. And I was like, help
bitch.
Help me. Hey, guys. You know, when you need, okay. Let me start from the beginning. When I moved to California, I left being a full-time student to follow a boy. That worked out well for me.
That always works out well.
Actually, it did, because my life is a follow the
boy.
Right,
it is.
Anyways, moved here. I literally had like maybe $1,000 in my savings account. Okay. And my first job was washing towels at a hair salon. It was my first job.
Got to start at the bottom. Yep. Now you're here.
But at a certain point, I was introduced to this product, and it actually was really great. It's called Nerium.
I did buy some.
Yes. It's an anti-aging nighttime cream that you mm-hmm. would use. And it was really good.
I liked it.
There's a lot of good skincare out there. But Athea Skin is probably the best. So you guys should check that out. And we just launched our sunscreen moisturizer, which mm-hmm. is awesome.
And a lip scrub too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Nerium is a multi-level marketing company. And you know how you get in? It's because friends, that's what they talk about in the show. It's like friends, you reach out to your friends and family, and that's what you do. And not only did I like the product and it really worked. I was a college dropout basically. And you know, was like searching for a future.
That wasn't it.
Nope. And I dropped it.
Yeah.
Drop that shit.
You know what I didn't like about it is that you signed up and they just kept sending it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that
so
shit.
Much of it. I don't know where it's at.
You have to go through this whole process to even stop using it. So I think I had boxes of it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not as much as you did. A lot of those things you have to buy, and that was what they were saying for this essential oil company, is that you have to buy.
You have to
so where they're making all their money is that if you decide I'm going to be the person that sells this with this promise of, oh, you're going to make all this money.
And that's how Mary Kay was, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Nerium, you actually don't keep inventory.
You don't have to buy into it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't.
So that's what they were saying is that's why they were trying to prove that it's this pyramid scheme.
The only thing you have to do is like you yourself would be using it. So you would have like you sign up for like.
But you have to buy the product.
Your
to
bottle.
Use.
Yeah, your bottle.
But just one.
Yeah. Like you and there were like some incentives too where it was like at a certain point, it's like what your cost is per month or whatever, which mm-hmm. was pretty affordable, is balanced out with like people that they too are buying it each month.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, for the essential oil business, they, I believe, and don't quote me on this, but I think that they had to buy $100 worth of product every month
yep.
to sell it.
Yep.
And the problem was, is that if you don't have people buying it, or if you run out of people,
mm-hmm.
there's only so many people you can do those at home thing, you know, the parties or whatever,
yeah.
the home parties.
Listen, I'm only going to buy a sex toy at a party. Okay. Non-essential oils.
One time
this party doesn't come with cocktails and
cocktails. I went to one of those one time and Nico was so mad at me because he thought I was going to come home with a sex toy, and I came home with I don't know why I got this. I got a candle.
Nice.
Yeah. And then it was a, like a glove, like a massaging glove.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I would have got that too.
I mean, it didn't vibrate enough to really do that much for you. But he goes, what you get? I go, just got like a candle in one hand and a glove in the other. He goes, really? That's what you got? Okay.
Oh my gosh.
We used to have a box of toys in our closet and the kids would, one of the kids found it and was horrified. Had a weird smell to it.
I imagine.
Not like a hoo-ha smell. It smelled like rubber.
Like silicone?
Yeah, like silicone. And lube.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, mm-hmm.
What's your favorite lube?
We have the same kind.
Yeah, oh, okay.
What's it?
Uber lube.
Uber lube.
I love Uber lube. Best lube, guys.
Yep. But Uber lube, you can't use it on silicone toys.
You're not supposed to, but I have.
Okay. Well, I have another kind that I use
for that
on silicone.
Okay. Okay. Oh, please elaborate.
Oh God, you guys, I have this funny story. So I don't even know if I told this. Have I told them about the big purple guy?
No. Have you?
I don't know.
Sorry, well, guys, if we've already told you about old big purple.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
We were at a friend's house for, was it Christmas? Thanksgiving?
Friendsgiving.
And our friend Annie.
I think you did tell the story.
Did I?
I think so. I'm sorry.
Should I tell it anyways?
Yeah, just give a revised version.
Okay, friend Annie. A friend of hers had a sex toy shop that was shutting down. And so, beknownst to me, she had a plethora of toys at her house, I guess. Anyways, I'm leaving. I'm going to my car. It's nighttime. I walk out, unlock my car, open the door, and there is a giant double-sided purple dildo. It's just slanging, just hanging dong over my steering wheel. And I was like, what the fuck? And I grab it. And as I'm seeing it, I look up and the whole rest of the party,
they're
all
dying.
Lined
so
in
funny.
The windows looking out to me. I'm laughing so hard. I try to go take it back in to Nick and Annie. And Nick's locked the door. And he's like, nope, that's yours.
It's your party favor.
And so I still have that at my house today. And I was laughing because I was like going to be showing my house.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And I was like, should I just like leave this somewhere?
Just leave it out. Leave it out on the bed.
But they weren't going to go in your closet. So it's in my closet on a shelf.
But I was like, it's just sitting out on a shelf.
But even better. So if I've already told this, I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell it again because it's so good. So I have, when I was young, growing up, my mom always had a big cedar chest. Mm. And it's like where she kept, you know, she would keep like
keepsakes.
Yeah. Or like I remember if I every like drawing or a painting I ever did, like my mom, mm-hmm. and she'd put it in there.
Tell me she did not keep the dildo next to the kids' drawings.
No, not a dildo. But like I was an interested kid, just in stuff. So I would like, sometimes like, I'd like to go through the drawers of the cedar chest and like look at old pictures of my parents and see all the old drawings that I did.
So you're kind of a creep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you also go through medicine cabinets of other people's homes?
Not regularly. I mean,
like you maybe have, but
I don't go to many homes.
That's true.
So the few homes I do go to, they're all of people that I already know what's in your cabinet.
Oh, that's probably true. Okay.
Anyways, I found this penis shaped object. Okay. And I was like, oh, what is that? And it's like, and it's also, like nude color.
And is it that thing you have?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so for the longest time, I was just like, I remember finding it, just being like,
oh, my mom's a freak.
My mom's a freak. And it was hollow. I learned later. My mom, she's the best. So she always would, she made cakes all growing up. Mm-hmm. Birthday cakes, wedding cakes, like, and she would throw parties. Uh-huh. And so she would do, I guess when they would have parties, whether it was like a bachelorette party or like just them and their friends or like, you know, my dad and their groups of friends, they would have parties and they would, it's like an ice
to make ice.
Yeah.
She fill it. Yeah.
An ice shaper.
Yeah. I'm sure that's probably the technical term
for it.
It's
like it's a dick ice tray. It's a dick tray for one dick. And my mom, they would freeze water and they'd put like different food coloring in there.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then they would float those in the punch bowls.
Oh my God.
She's totally my mom.
Totally.
And at a certain point I took it.
Yeah, you have it.
So I have it.
Because I remember finding it and going, what the fuck is this?
It's in my Tupperware drawer.
Yeah, because I know, because I remember finding it in your kitchen and I thought, first of all, what is that going to do? It's just going to collapse inside of you. It's not going to do anything. And you're like, oh, that's rice. So, oh yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Sure, makes sense.
So it's actually in my freezer because I did fill it with water.
Oh, you did?
To freeze it.
To make ice.
Then I was trying to get it out. And I was like, I couldn't get it out. So then I was like running under hot water, got it to slide out. And I was like, oh yes. And I put it back in and it's in my freezer and it's been in there. But I was also joking that I have this like penis ice tray.
If they're like going to
be showing my house. I'm like, I should just put these things in random spots.
It is a pretty lifelike looking wiener too.
I actually could get it and show people who are watching this on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going
to show it to them.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Okay. And she's off. Hurry. I don't want to be here by myself. Her house is so big. What if somebody that when they were looking at the house, they took it?
Dude, I'd be so mad.
Okay. She's coming back to show everybody. Oh, you really want to do a reveal? My legs are falling asleep. I have to keep moving around, but I'm trying to not show my crotch. And you just see my bruises instead.
All right, you guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, and if you're not, go like and subscribe and look at this.
Dude. I did. I found it, and it's like super thin. It even has like a little pee hole.
It does.
It does.
And it's like, it does like a crack right here at the base. It's frozen in there.
Huh.
Just start having, should we just leave that on there? This out?
Just leave it there.
It's going to start melting.
You can make popsicles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is,
to make this totally R-rated. Oh my God. Everyone's been saying you have a dick.
Watch someone.
For those of you.
Someone's going to flag my YouTube video. Anyways, yeah, this is, my mom's had this for a very long time.
I love that. Your mom's had it.
Like a long time.
That's funny.
How old is my mom? She is 62.
Yeah. No.
61?
61 this year.
And she has for sure had this since she was probably like 21.
She's been keeping it.
And I'm never going to throw it away. I'm going to keep this thing forever.
I'm going to hand this down to my daughter someday.
I'm going to hand this down.
It's a family heirloom.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's good.
Dude, I wish that we had another one so we could have a party and float some penises in our punch bowl.
Yeah. Instead of making one at a time.
Yep.
So there it is.
I feel pretty good about that story. Okay,
yeah. It's funny.
It is funny.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Yeah. Anyways.
I know. What were you going to talk about? Oh.
You were literally going to bring something up, and I was like, well, I kind of want to talk about Unwell. We talked about that.
Oh.
You
guys should- Well, we're going to have a guest.
Yeah.
Future guest, right? Mm-hmm. Sorry. I got to keep making sure my hoo-ha is not coming out.
There's an episode on there, and they talk about bee venom. And using, I mean, obviously every episode, they hit it from different angles.
That's what I do like about it is that it shows it's not just taking something and debunking it or trying to
expose it.
Right.
Like there's
two sides to it.
And just like the essential oils, you're kind of seeing like some negative stuff, but also positive stuff.
Right.
With evidence of where it's coming from.
But I think the frightening thing about that is that I think maybe the takeaway for what it should be for people is that how worth it is it to you when something is not being regulated?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, they don't have anybody overseeing whether or not.
And that was what she talked about, like the main story on it was like, this is something that people are using for, you're saying you can use this for all these illnesses or like
right.
things that if you don't use that and you get real medicine, you go to a physician or you're looking at over the counter stuff, but stuff that's been regulated and now you have essential oils where they get information of like where, you know, her looking at her Facebook group or the information that she got.
They're
from
just
like
getting
the company.
Whatever the company's
it's like,
telling
no,
them.
Just keep using it.
Right.
Just keep right. drinking it.
Right.
Try and double your dose. I think your body's just, you know, it's going to go through a phase of adaption.
Yeah, I know, right? At what point? Just looking like a zombie.
Yeah.
It looked really painful.
It did look really bad.
And that was the crazy part is that she said by the time she did figure out, and you already said that it was 5 years, but she had, 5 years of recovering from it.
Yeah, she said that's how long it took and it finally spread to her face. There's all these photos they show. It's gnarly.
It's bad.
And she talked about how painful it was. Oof. But there's an episode about bee venom, and you guys should go and watch it in preparation for our episode we're going to have with a guest. I actually did not get her last name. This happened yesterday?
Yeah, we were just watching yesterday.
We were watching the episode. As we're watching it, I'm like, let me look up this woman. Her name's Brooke. And I'm looking at her social media, and I look at Gina, and I was like, hey, what do you bet we could get her on a podcast? And she and Gina's like, try. So I messaged her, and she's very excited. We're going to have her on. We're going to talk about, we're really going to learn because me and Gina know nothing about bee venom or all the things that people are currently using it for or that people have used it for in the past and in history. She has used it for Lyme disease, and she runs this place called Heal Hive. Mm-hmm. And I think it's in Sonoma, California, where...
I think it's based out of there.
Mm-hmm. And it's really focusing on
specifically Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm. And she has like physicians that she works with. And it was actually a really cool episode because she kind of discusses like, I'm not a specialist, and really goes over to anyone who's coming that has Lyme disease that's wanting to start a sort of bee venom therapy. They have to do blood work. They have to have someone, physician they're working with. All this stuff
throughout the process, which I really like because you know me, I'm a skeptic.
Oh, same.
Every single thing I watch, I go, that's bullshit. No, I swear it worked for me. No, don't believe it. It's crap.
But we're going to have her on. I'm pretty excited about
that.
It was
very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. We got a half hour. I know that was weird that I said it like that.
I'm
the timekeeper.
It's not just that.
What?
We
thought we were going to have a guest.
We did. But we still, I mean, you guys got great dick stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we do have a guest we have two coming up. There was one we were going to try and get her on today. But life, you know, mm-hmm. Cassidy Lance McWhorter. I think that's her full married name. Really good friend of mine, CrossFit, OG CrossFit Games athlete, just had a baby And awesome. We're going to have her on so she can kind of tell her story of IVF. That's what it's called, right? Mm-hmm. It was a very emotional, long struggle for her and her wife for her to get pregnant.
Which so many women have been on that journey.
And I have no understanding of that.
I don't either.
And we've had Camille on talking about her pregnancy, and I think it would be really cool for me. I would just love to kind of hear what that process was like. And
just for any of our listeners that have had to go through it or maybe going through it.
Yeah.
To, you know, have
some. So Cassidy's going to be on and we're going to
know something about it.
Let her talk about that.
Okay. So I found, so Jesse Russell wrote in with some potential topics that I was going to pick a couple out here. So I'm not going to read the whole thing. One of them was favorite beauty products. We know about Athea skincare, but what about your go-to foundation, mascara, eyeshadow palette, lip, etc.?
Oof. Currently I'm using Thrive mascara.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the brand, and I need to throw it away.
Oh.
And get a new one. Not because it's bad. It's actually really great mascara, but you know, like,
I thought you meant it was shitty.
Something I'm not very good about when it comes to makeup is ever really paying attention to like the expiration.
How long you're supposed to have it.
Yeah. I like that mascara a lot because it doesn't run. Mm-hmm. It comes off in a way that kind of comes off like in like pieces.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And just cause I either am sweating a lot or whatever, I prefer mascara like that.
I used
like, I'd rather have like little pieces that have like fallen off my lashes. Chunks. I can like wipe away chunks versus like it running.
Right.
And then like,
is it waterproof?
No.
Oh, okay. I use waterproof.
But I've had it on and been either swimming or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it really stays on pretty well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
it's not bleeding.
Yeah. I like that. I currently use a Color Science. Is that brand we mm-hmm. like? Color Science has a tinted sunscreen mm-hmm. that is really great, and we've been using that for a while.
It's called Tint du Soleil.
Yeah,
I love that. Although I haven't tried yours yet, so I might.
Well, we don't have tinted sunscreen yet. So yes, with Athea Skin, when I first started that company, the product I wanted the most was a tinted sunscreen, and sunscreen in general. But it was just a long process to develop something like that, which, I mean, logically thinking, it makes sense that to develop a sunscreen and to, you know, actually be able to stand up behind the claims of knowing that it works.
Right.
And then more than that too, it's like for your face. So, you know, trying
to
get the
right makeup go over.
Yeah. How does your makeup go over? Is it really greasy? Does it have a matte finish? Is it, you know, what does it smell like? Like all these things that are really important.
Some of the sunscreens, when you put them on, I was just talking about the other one.
Yeah.
Some of the sunscreens you put on, which the Tint du Soleil is really nice to put makeup over.
Yeah.
But a different one that I had used, it ended up, when I put my makeup on, it collected.
Yeah.
Like all these little chunks. I had chunks all over my face.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
But what else do we use?
I use the Jane Iredale. It's mineral makeup for powder. Yeah.
I have some of the powder. Jane Iredale.
Yeah. Because I usually just do the sunscreen and then the powder. And then I just do mascara. And a little bit of bronzer.
Yeah.
And chapstick or something like that. Pretty simple.
I do the sunscreen. I do some concealer under my eyes, usually. I've used Shape Tape from...
What is that?
Benefit?
Shape Tape?
No, it's not from Benefit. Tarte. It's from Tarte Cosmetics. Shape Tape is what they call it. Concealer.
Yeah, I need that. Dark circles under my eyes.
That Anastasia eyebrow stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. And bronzer. Oh, there's a company called Hourglass. Mm-hmm. And they have this palette that's like a highlighter palette. I can't remember the name of it. But it has like three different squares in there that are all like one that's more like the
lighter,
like
one's
the, oh, like the
highlighter,
and then one that's kind of like a pinker shade, and then one's more of like a peach earth tone, or like an earth tone. Mm-hmm. And I like that a lot. I put that on like my temples, my cheeks, and then on my jawline, and it really
contours?
Not, it doesn't contour. It just, it elevates your face. Your look.
It's a good selling.
Dude,
selling point.
I do not know how to contour. I wish I did.
Haven't you ever watched those YouTube tutorials?
I have.
And then you try to do it and you just look like you're, yeah, it doesn't look good.
That's one skill that I don't have. Makeup.
Yeah, me
that
neither.
I wish that I did. I've seen some videos trying to watch like makeup tutorials to like figure out like a better way to make my face look a little better. And it always, it's this. Either I like really toe the line of looking like a drag queen.
Mm-hmm. It's just too much.
Or just like a mess. Like it doesn't, it's just, I just did a bad job.
Yeah.
I have to be very careful. It's like with like my features on my face, it can be too much really quickly.
Right.
Like even when I've had my makeup done for different stuff, I always have to let them know like,
less is better.
Like neutral, like natural.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do too much and it just really, like I have really high cheekbones. I have pretty small eyes. I have a prominent nose and chin.
You have that Neanderthal forehead.
I do. No, big old Neanderthal forehead. But like I have like little features. Like my eyelids are really small. That used to always irritate me because I'd watch these makeup videos of like,
oh, and they have the big lids.
What they do to their eyes. And I'm just like, they have all these different colors and you put it right here and put it right here. And I'm like, I don't even have that area.
I don't have enough room.
Are there smaller brushes? Can I get a smaller brush? So yeah. And like, it's I mean, other problems. Like people, you can put me, it's like you hate overhead lighting, right? I hate it too. But you can,
I hate it so much.
You can light me and I will look drastically different in different light. Like natural light is just, it's natural makeup, natural light. It's just, I just look better.
When we were doing Daniel's class for kids class.
Yeah. In the overhead light.
Yeah. And he was doing a live Instagram and he kept having those stupid fluorescent overhead lights on. And I just thought, oh my God, I look like the Crypt Keeper. I just look
like
a bathroom.
Dark eyes.
Yeah. I look like I'm completely hollow in the middle. It's like, it's so bad. I would always go and turn them off. Natural lighting is way better.
I'm now to where I see bad photos. I mean, I guess that's subjective, right? I see photos of myself that I consider bad. And I look at it and I think, I mean, it might not even be a photo. It might be like I walk into the bathroom somewhere. I'm at REI and I look in the mirror and I'm like, wow. Well, that's what you look like.
That's my face.
That's what you look like. So
buck up.
Here I am. I do that a lot. Yeah. I mean, not, I do that internally. I think that to myself. Well, that's who it you look like. So better be funny.
Good thing I have a good personality.
Good thing I'm funny. Kinda. Better work on it. Just got divorced. Better try harder. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
You're funny to me.
Thank you. Well, you're my life partner.
I
so
know. You're mine.
I only need to be funny to you.
Okay. We'll move on. Sorry, my hair keeps sticking to my face.
It's because you have
it. I know.
It's because you don't want to put it behind your ears.
I know. Here, I'm going to move it.
She's going to fix it. She did wash her hair twice.
That is the worst.
I know that feeling so well.
I knew you would understand. I was supposed to go look at a house with Brooke, and I texted her, and I said, okay, I washed my hair. I dried it. I had to wash it again. Because sometimes you use maybe too much conditioner. Like, the conditioner doesn't come out.
Yeah, something just doesn't get out all the way.
And so I'm brushing through my hair. It's just like the brush is sticking through my hair. I was so pissed.
I think what was
you
it?
Know, like when you get so mad, you want to do the shaky face. Remember we were talking about shaky face? I was like this. And you just almost like want to take the brush and just slam yourself in the head with it. It's not working.
I've had it where I definitely want to do that. But I also at the same time want to just like shave my head.
For sure. Okay. The next one. How Gina's training has changed and what she focuses most on now.
Oh, yeah. How has it changed? You used to do CrossFit classes a lot.
I used to do CrossFit classes. I think the best shape I was ever in was about 4 or 5 years ago. And I was doing CrossFit classes probably 4 to 5 times a week. And I was doing barbell club.
Mm-hmm.
And that was awesome. But I couldn't keep up with it. It was just too much. So then I switched. I was still doing CrossFit, but then I switched to more just lifting.
Yeah, so like powerlifting.
Right, because I couldn't keep muscle on as I was getting older. And we've talked about that before and trying to up my protein. And then recently, Daniel said, you know what we're going to try to do with you is we're going to do a like more bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And see how that works. So I think I'm on the second week that I'm doing more bodybuilding type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that works.
And you've been riding your Peloton?
I have been riding my Peloton.
Nice.
Dude. Not as much as I should. I moved it into my bedroom and I just wake up in the morning and I go, oh, I should get on that.
Stop looking at me.
I know.
Don't look at me. Dude, no, I've ridden
about 10 times.
That's
should.
That's good.
I mean.
I haven't been out on,
I should
my,
be
I
riding
been
it
out
more.
On my bike, really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mostly because I had that laser treatment and I couldn't really be in this in the sun
in the
for
sun,
a while.
Yeah.
But during that time, because I'm like slowly, I had to move a bunch of stuff out of my house to stage it for showing it, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so I moved my bike that's on.
Oh, the to make it stationary?
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
I moved that into my storage unit. And I've like, the last little while, I've just thought to myself, like, man, I wish that was still in my second room because I would.
Get on there.
Yeah.
Get on that bike.
I'm
yeah,
like, guess I'll just sit here instead.
Brooke texted me the other day and she says, well, I've been on my bed since noon.
I mean, we went
to the
gym.
You'd already worked out. Yeah.
I worked out. I just got back to my house.
Like, don't out me like that. I worked out.
You know, I'm home with my puppy. And I was like, as soon as I was done training, I got home and it was hot.
So hot.
Took off my pants and I was just laying on my bed. And I was watching funny TikToks, sending funny TikToks to Gina.
I said, I have to go to the grocery store. She goes, I have to motivate. I'll come over.
I was like, I'm going to come with you.
That was our big outing.
Well, I was like, I was going to take Maggie on a walk. I'm like, oh, well, no, I'll take her to the dog park. And I thought to myself, oh, that's so far away. Because it's grass and I have allergies. And Maggie, when she goes in like the dog parks that are like dirt and things like mm-hmm. that, usually it
mess
can
with you.
Really, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Plus your dog's super dirty after that.
Or sneezing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so I was going to take her there, but the time of day, our roads have started to get a lot more busy. Mm-hmm. And if I would have, it would have turned into the longest trip to like her to play for a half an hour. So instead, Gina said she was walking to the store and I was like, fantastic. I'm going to come and walk Maggie with you. And I did.
Yeah. It's nice. Okay. What meals have you been making a lot lately?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I eat Trifecta. It's a meal delivery service. It's fantastic. I do eat that a lot, but I'd like to make dinner. Usually salad. I've been on a salad kick and Gina makes a fantastic salad. It's so good.
Oh, thank you.
Grilling chicken, salad, usually rice. And it's kind of that same sort of structure, mm-hmm. but maybe a different meat, maybe do steak or maybe, a different marinade on the chicken.
We just did a pork roast.
Yeah, we did a
mm-hmm.
pork roast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was
and Brooke
really,
goes.
It was.
we go to this local butcher.
So good.
It's the best place. It's where we got the corn dogs that
called
I thought you
Salchichero.
Were supposed to cook for 40 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, Salchichero. I actually have two of those corn dogs in my freezer right now.
So we went over there and we're looking in the meat counter and we're looking at the roasts and he says, well, what can I get for you guys? And she says, well, we're looking for a roast. And he goes, well, what kind? And she goes,
Well, wait.
Oh, okay. Did I mess up?
We're looking in there, but they only had, it's like whatever's out there is what they have.
Yeah.
Right. And I was looking for beef
right.
and they really only had pork. But what I said was.
But in her head, she, the guy's just like standing there and he goes, well, what do you guys, what kind of roast? And she goes, you know,
Like a roast.
You know, like a roast. You know, like a roast, like you eat, like Sunday roast. Like you eat on Sunday.
Yeah, you'd cook it on Sunday.
On a Sunday roast. And he just kept looking at her like, well, but what? And so later I go, did you realize that that's not what he was asking?
I was laughing so hard in the car.
He wasn't asking what day you're eating it on.
And I think what I wanted to ask was like
beef. You meant beef. Yeah. They didn't have a beef one.
And in my head, I'm thinking like,
yeah, you know.
Wait, doesn't like anyone have memories of their mom?
Yeah, Sunday
making
roast.
Making Sunday roast and it's beef?
And she said it like that. Yeah, we're going to make it on Sunday.
And I was like trying to imagine like in my head, I'm thinking like, yeah, like in the oven. I'm so dumb. So dumb.
Yeah. What have I been making? Pretty much kind of the same thing. I usually try to do a meat, potatoes or rice.
We've been on a risotto kick.
Oh yeah.
You've been telling how you made that risotto. It's so bomb.
I made risotto. I bought the rice and a risotto is hard to make.
Yeah.
You have to cook it really slow. I chopped up mushrooms and put it in there. I didn't put any cream or anything.
Yeah.
I put a little bit of oil and I toasted the rice for like, just not much. And then I think it was, for 3/4 cup of arborio rice, it's 2.5 cups of water. So it's quite a bit of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just added a bunch of seasonings, garlic, salt, and then just mushrooms. It was ended up good.
Yeah.
Huh.
But there's also too,
a little bit of butter.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You
not
gotta
a lot.
Have it.
You gotta have just a little bit.
Have it.
I know. And it was for a big batch.
Yeah.
I've been on a big kick of, using non-fat Greek yogurt as, I guess a substitution.
Yeah.
For
sour
things.
Sour cream.
Yeah. So if something is like for my mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah.
Instead of using cream and milk and tons of butter, I'll do just a little bit of butter and I'll put it in my, was that Cuisinart?
Yeah,
no, it's not a Cuisinart.
Food
it's
processor?
It's not a food processor. Why am I so dumb? Like my KitchenAid mixer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I put it all in there and then I'll add a ton of the no fat Greek yogurt.
So
just adds
good.
Protein to it.
It's so good.
Low fat. It comes out so creamy.
They're so good. They really are so good.
They are good.
She makes them and it's like, I think I've said this multiple times, but it's like, you want to just be in the bowl.
you do.
Like, cause they're so creamy.
They're so creamy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to make enchiladas a lot. We've talked about that before. I
good
like
go-to.
It because if you do the low fat tortillas, and I think I made a mistake on a past podcast. I think I said calories instead of carbs, but these tortillas only have, I think, 17 grams of carbs per tortilla. And then I'll just measure. So I'll put about 4 ounces of meat into each one. Barely any cheese. And they're really good. And that way you can just, it's already measured out for you.
Yeah. So. They're so good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much salad, rice, or risotto, because it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Grilled asparagus.
Yeah.
Chicken, or sometimes we'll have dinner. I'll come over and Dan will come over. We do a tri-tip or skirt steak and 2 different types of chicken, or then chop it all up and then just try all of it.
Yeah.
But it's typically, and then I guess we could say lunchtime. Sandwiches.
Yeah, they have that Dave's bread.
Bread.
I'm in love with.
With
the thin slice.
Yeah. You just put good mustard, like we had our sandwich today. Mm-hmm. DJ made us. Mustard, pickles, turkey.
Tons of turkey.
Bacon.
Yeah, one slice of bacon.
Yeah.
So good. And if you toast the bread,
even better. Dude, I was driving home from the gym eating that. And I was just like,
You know the next thing I want to make? I love chicken salad.
Yes.
Okay. So you got that, there's a local market that we have that Brooke got this, they come in the little containers.
Yeah, and it's called
chestnut chicken salad. And I was thinking, I want to try that and not put mayo in it and use the non-fat Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
And maybe like a little bit of mustard.
Yeah.
And then add some tarragon or, what is it, tarragon that you put in there? Chestnuts.
Yep, we made one of those.
A chicken salad?
Yes, with same idea.
Yeah.
Basically, trying to look at like all the ingredients that were in that one and make it healthier.
Right.
So like, yeah. Even if, and if you're going to do it, even if you kind of want to do like chicken salad, you kind of want to do a little bit of mayo, you still can take like a third or a fourth of what a recipe would call for and then do the rest with non-fat Greek yogurt. You get a little bit of that like tang or like that, that flavor.
Right.
But it mixes so well and it's so good.
You know what? I made artichokes last night and
how are they? They
came out good. In our family, my mom would always make, I don't know, not everybody eats it like this. A lot of people eat it with say like a garlic aioli or something.
Yeah, or butter.
Or butter. We never did. My mom always mixed mayonnaise with a little bit of mustard in it. Ooh. And then that's what we dipped it in. So I didn't use mayonnaise. I did the non-fat Greek yogurt with, it wasn't yellow mustard. It was like a spicy mustard. And you could not even tell the difference.
No?
Not really.
I always
Because I feel like the mustard gives a little bit of the tang.
Well, and you know what
I think? And it still has that consistency.
I think that I like to do like Greek yogurt for a lot of stuff. And I'll do like the brand that we get. What's it called?
Faye.
I'll do the 5%. If I'm eating it on something that I want it to have that rich, like buttery, like that creamy taste, you get like the 5% and you're not going to eat the whole, like all of it. It's mixed in through everything.
Right.
So like an extra half a gram of fat, if that, to your whole serving.
Right.
And then you can, you know, usually that flavor or that like buttery flavor can give you that if you're like substituting it for mayonnaise or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
They're like, all right, enough with the chicken salad.
You guys got us, the non-fat Greek yogurt.
They got us all fired up. We're like, oh my God.
Oh, you know what
so
else I used
good.
It for?
Chicken salad.
Okay.
In my birthday, we already talked about my birthday right here, right?
I think so.
They're like, what did you just say? I don't know.
we never know.
What I was going to say is though, on my birthday after the weekend of fun, Bonnie and them were here. Dude, I'm finally feeling better after eating so much cake and pie.
Oh yeah, that's
cookies.
Right. Cause they got
cause Bonnie
like
and
apple
Matt,
pie
Bonnie
or
and
something.
Matt, they have one big sweet tooth. I do too, but I really can't overdo that stuff. Like I just can't, unless I'm like riding my bike super hard and I haven't been riding my bike. You got to earn your party. You got to earn your cake. And I wasn't earning it, but I was eating.
And you'd
it.
Already come off a party.
And, we had apple pie, which was so bomb. We had, like I came home and Matt was so sweet. He had gone and got an apple pie and all these cupcakes and cookies and candles. And so on my birthday, he like lit the candles on the apple pie.
Oh, cute.
And I was like, whoops, better eat it. But yeah, they were here and I had so many sweets in my house for way too long and they left. And I was like, oh my gosh. I've done some serious damage. It's gonna be hard.
Backtracking.
It's gonna be hard to come back from that.
Last one is: any new snack addictions besides veggie chips? I'm super into pita chips with hummus, tzatziki, and romesco sauce at the moment. I also do love pita chips.
I like
pita chips
too.
And hummus.
Yep,
I do like that.
I was eating.
I don't think there's
before you got here.
Yeah, I don't think that there's anything that we've found snack wise that's any different than what we've already mentioned with the veggie chips and the bitchin' sauce.
I think that if we didn't care that much about calories,
right,
we probably would adventure and find a lot more snacks.
Right.
But until we find it's
oh,
probably
what about that popcorn?
Oh yeah.
We found that what was the brand? It has the Buddha on the front.
Good.
Oh.
Oh, it's
do you know what we're talking about, Eric?
Oh.
Anyway, it's popcorn.
Yeah.
And it was the strangest sounding popcorn.
This company is
so good.
You might have either seen it in the store, but it has a Buddha on the front of it. I cannot remember the name of it.
It's bugging me.
But they started having different flavors, which I saw at the store and I was like, absolutely not. Right. I'm like, no, unless it's kettle corn, that's it. Like that's the flavor. Like maybe other things that would make sense. Like, I don't know. Rocky Road.
I love that's what came to mind.
You know, but like
Rocky Road
like stuff
popcorn.
That like or caramel popcorn.
Right.
Or maybe like peanut butter chocolate. I don't know.
But this one was
grapefruit.
And
watermelon.
Yeah, grapefruit, watermelon, and lemon.
And
lemon.
And I saw it and I was
so
like,
so good.
Yeah, we leave it to Daniel. Leave it to DJ to buy those things to try it. And that was the only way I even tried it because we had dinner at your house and he comes over and goes, you have to try this. Oh, this popcorn's so good. And I was like, really? And it was grapefruit and it was really good.
Really good. Yeah,
watermelon,
I liked the
I wasn't as much into watermelon, but lemon was good too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that'd be a pretty good little
if
snack.
If we remember the brand.
I keep thinking I might have some in my cupboard, but I don't think I do.
Maybe just Google grapefruit popcorn. I doubt there's that many places that do it. There was something else too, and I can't think of it. Anyway. So yeah, that's pretty much it. That was all her questions. Well, she also asked about different types of eyebrow treatments, but we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like everybody wants to listen to that again.
No. In fact, honestly, we're lucky if we even have people still listening right now.
That's so true. That is so true. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
I have an idea. Mm-hmm. So Eric reminded us that our 100th episode.
100?
Our 100th episode.
That's what we kept saying during Brooke's birthday. 100%.
100%. That our 100th episode is coming up.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. And he asked.
I can't believe that we have babbled for 100, almost 100 episodes.
I mean, I can.
Oh my God.
But to say that we have listeners that wanted to listen to us for 100 episodes is crazy. He said, do you know what you want to talk about? And I was like, one, do we ever? Rarely. Two, I was thinking maybe you guys might have some ideas of what you think we should do for our 100th episode.
That's what we're going to call it. It's the 100.
This is our 100 episode. 100
episode.
100. 100%.
So yeah, if you guys have any suggestions, please let us know. Email us at betweentherups@gmail.com.
I was thinking like, oh, we could do a giveaway. And then I was like, oh, what are we going to give away?
100 socks.
100
toothpicks.
100 socks.
100.
I actually do have, so I was going through my last thing. Okay. So I'm moving. Haven't done it yet, but I have a bunch of shirts and long sleeve shirts that are like some of the very first Ents stuff.
Oh yeah.
I have the Be Resilient shirts from when I did my Europe tour. A bunch of those. And then I have
I have one of those.
Then I have the long sleeve ones from when we went to, remember the ones that say Ents across the front? That from when we went to PA.
Oh yeah.
Those ones. Like lots of those.
Yeah, those are really old.
So we could, you know, send some shirts out
for those that have some good ideas.
Yeah, we 100%. We 100%. We could do that. I can't promise you I have your size, but if we have addresses, I'll just ship these shirts. I feel like I'm gonna figure out the best way to do it, but I do need to get rid of them.
Well, yeah, because we've still never finished. We sent out a lot of journals. We still had a few, and I felt bad because there were some people that had emailed in or you know, texted or not texted, but just been handing out my phone number.
That's nice.
DM'd me or whatever about sending them. And I don't think that we ever sent out the other, I think there were another 10 or something like that.
Like 10 more of them.
If you were one of those people, I'm really sorry.
I have them.
I know, but I don't even remember. I have that list.
I have the list. Okay. I have everything.
Okay. All right.
So if you end up getting a journal in the mail or a shirt, you might not get it until I move, but I'm going to be out of this house by the end of September. So,
all right, guys. So send in some good ideas.
Yeah. Help us out.
Help us out. We need help.
Also, we're really looking forward to our next two guests.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys will enjoy both of those podcasts. And other than that,
my dick is melting. Watch out for the cords.
It's still holding together though pretty well.
Yeah.
I probably could slide it out.
Oh, it's going to get on your phone. All right. Oh my God. It's going to go in my drink.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
I just squoze.
Yeah, you squoze it.
I squoze the ice out of the shaper.
Oh, it's nice. Okay. Well, thank
you. Like a waist trainer. But it's a dick shaper. All right, guys. On that
dick
note,
trainer.
I honestly don't want to listen to my own voice
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, we're sick of us. We're sick of us.
Thank you for listening to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. Remember to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning, and we will talk to you guys next week.
And next week.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.